guilty.
He's guilty, y'all. Love after maca.
Of love in the first degree. But I don't mind.
Mm-mm. Sure don't.
As long as you're here with me. A judge and the jury.
Jury.
When they heard my plea. You know they sent me up the river.
Straight up fabric, okay, up.
They put the blame on me. Lock me up, throw away the key. I'm just a prisoner of love. I'm doing time, I'm doing fine. I'm just a prisoner of love. Love after lockup, y'all.
Watch it, y'all. Those little candy cakes, they go everywhere.
Nothing like a jumpsuit. So we asked you to come for us, Florida, and you did. So thank you.
I'm still going to come for you at the show, probably.
But you came for us. Anyway, Poodle, we did a collab this week.
We did. With 6 Degrees of Reality TV.
Leslie
with
Amy
and Leslie. And we talked MAFS, Married at First Sight, San Diego.
We did.
You like the show more than me.
I do.
The show to me, and I said this on our collab, is unrepentantly homosexual or unrepentantly heterosexual.
No, it is.
And also feels like we're trying to create such a male-female.
I don't love the experts really. I like the Australian experts. Because
when you get married, a man does this and a woman does this.
But the people are fucking.
Yeah, they're all disasters.
It's kind of like when you think about Married at First Sight, and then you think about people, it's the same producers of Love is Blind, y'all. And when you think about Love is Blind, I didn't know that till this last collab, but you go, someone's really fucked up that would do this.
Yeah, I agree.
That's kind of why I like it.
Like, see, example A, Lindy.
Yes.
I'm going to do this. I'm committed to it, whether I'm attracted to the person or not, because I trust the process.
Oh, God. Anyway, we had a really good time with them. That's out now on their feed. So
yeah, 6 Degrees of Reality TV.
Yep.
So, yeah.
So, there you go.
Let's give them a try. They're real fun.
They're real fun. Everything else, 90 Day UK is going strong, Smothered. We're just going right along, y'all. Right along.
Where are you going?
We're just plugging right along.
We
are plugging right
along.
That's
what they called me in college.
I don't think it matters, but if any of you are going to Podcast Movement
plug
in Dallas.
Plug him right along. Sorry.
Yes. I will be at Podcast Movement. I'll be emceeing there. So say hi if you're a podcaster and you're around. But don't show up and buy a ticket if you're not a podcaster. It's not a fan thing.
Because that's weird.
That's weird. But I know some of you are podcasters listening to the show. So there you go. Poodle's, however, going to be in a bunker in South Carolina because I think he's going to visit
That's when I'm probably going. Yeah. Yeah. I've been very vague about details with her, so I find it better just to show up.
You're just
going
to say
I'm at the airport. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like
otherwise
me.
She searches too long for your non-dairy creamer and texts you constantly about
yes.
it.
Yes. It's better if I go and just dispel everything, and then I'm there for 3 days, and she's obsesses over little things and tells me all the different things that are going on. And then we have a fight, and then I go to my brother's for 2 days, and then I'll come back after she's called me and coming up with things for me to do technologically.
You know what you should do? Because a lot of those non-dairy creamers, I don't think you have to refrigerate. They put them in a refrigerated section just because people think...
How about we don't try to solve my problems?
No, what? No, it's not really a problem. It's more kind of, I would just like to see your face. What if you packed it and you checked your bag?
Oh, my
God. And you pulled your
bag
out and you said, what if you said to your mother, hey, Mom, this time I didn't want to trouble you, so I just brought my own creamer this time.
Guess I can't do anything right. I've stopped trying. The kind that I like is only available at Whole Foods near where I am. And I'll drink half and half, but I'm cutting out so much dairy in my diet.
Oh, I would almost pay you $1,000 just for you to do that. and you record your mother's face.
No, $1,000, that would not be worth it. To of the constant reminders of it
for the rest of your life,
and how I can't get the right. If she made a wrong turn, well, I don't know where I'm going, and I can't get the right creamer. Guess I'm just worthless. Gah. Just drive the car over the cliff now. Jaybird, I tried to be a good mother.
It goes into that. It always does.
Was I a good mother? I tried to be a good mother to you. Fake crying. She kind of gets there and her face kind of like does that. I'm like, stop fake crying. It's a fucking telenovela. I tried to be a good mother.
Speaking of telenovela, is that all our announcements?
I think so.
Okay, y'all.
This is a great episode.
Episode 4.
Most Wanted.
Most, 14. So it's 4 of Life After Lockup, but it's Love After Lockup season 4 at 14.
Asterisk 4.
Again.
I don't know.
IMDb. So here's the deal. It's funny that IMDb says 14, but WeTV says Life After Lockup episode 4.
I've stopped.
So, but it's a little better. It's a little better.
It is kind of like we're living in Fahrenheit 451. Everything, all mixed messages are different. Let's burn the books so only the government can handle telling us things.
Exactly.
I'm getting tinfoil hat theory again.
Oh, no.
But I need to say, this was a great episode, mostly because Brittany and Marcelino were on it.
Yeah,
and it's because I felt like,
which is so sad, because we are our favorite.
You said you saw, by the way, an advertisement for Lurder.
No, a sissy told us that they saw it, and I couldn't find it.
Love During Lockup?
Yes. So I don't know.
Wait, I think they did announce. I've been seeing, I looked on Reddit, it appears that Ty is coming back.
She said Ty's in a wedding dress.
Oh!
I know. I'm so excited.
Do, 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 do. But my ramen's on the stove.
I can't. So, y'all, if you find the Love During Lockup, I just need
LDL.
Ty and I need Dalton.
Oh, God. Black and white cookie. I think she's moved on from Dalton.
I think she has, too.
Yeah.
But didn't they get back together at the end? They got back together.
Yeah, they did. But I think she's moved on now. I think someone saw it. I think she was with a woman.
She's with that lesbian that took her on that boat trip.
Yeah.
To the canals in the middle of fucking Dallas.
But and the lesbian who was extremely controlling, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was not. She's going from one bad situation to another.
Send us a teaser, y'all, if you get it.
Poor black and white cookie. She just bounces around. I want the best for her.
I do too.
Anyway.
She's with
that lawyer who was trying to help her.
Kevin and Tiffany. Tiffany and Kevin. And Kayla.
Oh, bless Kayla, who's come back into our lives.
She looks good.
She does.
I mean, she does her makeup kind of like it. Her makeup looks like a severe country singer.
It is you know what I mean? Yeah, it's very white. Like her hair.
Like her, yes, and her hair. She wears a full foundation.
Oh, yeah, that's, so many Southern women do that.
I know. She reminds me of Kelly Neal, who always used to wear full-on foundation and had dyed blonde hair.
That was the style in my high school.
Yeah, you she had wore her own tanning bed, too, so she was always tan.
In her home?
Oh, yeah, it had her own tanning bed, yeah.
Who does that?
Well, she wanted to stay tan. Well, the Neals, they were rich. They owned D&J Hardware. They had a lot of money. Well, they did.
The glitterati of Ardbor.
Well, no, he ended up buying, when Fat Belly Burger went out of business, her daddy bought that.
A regular entrepreneur.
He bought that at Fat Belly Burger, but he renamed it IDC.
What does that mean?
I don't care.
What?
I don't know. He called it I Don't Care Burger. So now it says IDC.
Stop!
No, it's called IDC Burger. It is.
What reasoning?
It's right by Longo Pharmacy.
That's such an apathetic name.
I think he maybe, I don't know, Fat Belly Burger, they didn't, I don't know, they went back to Hilton. But
I have so many questions, but I have to move on.
Okay, anyway. Right by Papa's Pizza, y'all. Right there on Highway 70. It's good.
So,
you think it's not real, and one day I'm going to make you go to Oklahoma.
We really need to do that trip. And we need to take Christina and we're filming all of it. Let's do a GoFundMe.
No. No. No.
Anyway. We could, you know what? We don't need to do a GoFundMe. What's it cost like just to do one night in that
it's
town?
Very cheap.
You're right. We just need to pay Christina and pay the get a camera.
But you couldn't stay in a hotel because Aunt Peggy would make you stay with her.
No, I can't. I can't stay with your relatives.
She would be so upset if you stayed in a hotel.
But I don't want to stay with anybody else.
No, but she would want you to stay in her because she's got our bedroom. She has a bedroom that has just all. There's like this ledge kind of over the bed with the window, and it's just full of her fake flower arrangements she's done and greenery. That tapers off the headboard of the bed.
That sounds horrible.
She would love to show. She would be very upset if you didn't stay with her.
Okay. We'll have to invent a relative for me.
There's crosses on the wall, too, so she'll keep you safe.
They'll all turn upside down when I walk in.
Probably will. They probably
like The Exorcist. I'm begging you. We have to move on.
She won't let you eat out, too. She'll cook for the entire time.
Yeah, maybe we'll postpone that. Tiffany has left, and he's
Kevin comes home and finds the panties on the bed that with a note.
The planted panties, as we said, by production.
She does. It feels a little fraught up because y'all, the note had no cuss words or nothing. It basically just said, she basically said like. Till you can be truthful.
But he said, till you can be trustful. So someone doesn't read well.
I know y'all sissies, I don't get it. I don't get why
there's
Kevin's
a little
attracted.
There's a little bit of me that he has a good dick game. I can tell you that.
I'm sure, but it looks like his face was stung by bees to me. Like, I just don't think he's attractive.
Yeah, I'd hit it. I hate to say it, but I'd hit it.
And he smells like just old cigarettes.
Yeah, a little bit. You can always shower later.
But even like his breath when he's on top of you, pummeling you, smells like cigarettes and probably a mint.
Yeah, that takes me back a little bit.
Wow.
You're not helping your case. Yikes.
That created a sense memory for
you. No, I did. You could see y'all, I just kind of went back like this and imagined it. And I was like, ooh, I can hear Toby Keith playing in the background.
You think my tricks are sexy?
Wow.
Aunt Darla loves him.
So they are, she said, blah, blah, blah. Here's, and he calls her and he's like, those are some old panties. And she's like, I don't think they're yours. So blah, blah, blah. And she's like, so round up all the shit in your house that belongs to other women and get it out. And he's like,
takes a while.
I'm not hiding anything. And then I'm still staring at that bed that's slightly off center.
It's off center. It is.
And that garish, those red draperies, those wall panels.
It's bad.
It's so whorehouse to me, but not a classy whorehouse look.
Yes, I agree. So meanwhile, Kevin's like, I don't understand. She thinks I'm so committed. Meanwhile, he leaves and comes back, and there's Kayla sitting in the driveway or sitting out on the road. He said, well, at least she's smiling. And she shows up.
Hey!
And she's just sweet as pie.
Hey, boy! Oh, my God. It's been so long. You know, can I come inside? I have some shit.
You know what?
What?
Oh, Jesus. I think this is a time for a Lilu theater.
Love after lockup.
Oh, so I'll be playing the role of Kayla.
Okay.
And you'll be playing Short King.
I'll be playing Kevin. Walking cigarette. But kind of like a cigarette butt. He is like a cigarette butt personified.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of like that turned you on again just saying that. Wow, you've got to fucking process this.
I'm not alone. I am not alone.
I know, y'all.
There are a lot of women.
Y'all are fucking Country people.
No, it is. No, we can, number one, we can smell that dick game he's got going on. He fucks good. I'm telling you that now. There's something about him.
We have to move on.
I'm a Kayla. I'm not as cuckoo as a Kayla. But
you were in your 20s.
Oh, I was.
Boy, you got it. It didn't take.
The second time I did earlier this week took okay, but it's Saturday and it wears off quickly.
Yeah.
Especially in August.
The heat.
Yeah.
Evaporates.
Yep. It's a
just wobs up. When poodle looks like a hot road in the middle of summer with just waves,
just kind of wavy.
That just means it's time.
Yeah.
Nanu nanu.
Nanu nanu. All so right. I'll
and
be
and action.
Hey, can
hey,
I come in?
Hey, Kayla. Sure.
Hey, it's good to see you.
Good to see you too.
It's good to see you, motherfucker.
Hey ho ho. Hey.
Yeah. Anyway,
what
I just
you doing
say,
here? What
I
you doing here?
Say,
yeah,
you you're look like nice. You're like looking. You're looking good.
Thanks,
I just want to say,
you look sweet too.
I need to ask. I need Let to ask just, you yeah. Why you what? Had a Tinder account with that. What? Bitch.
No, what do you mean that bitch?
You think
I don't
this
got
is
no
funny, you
like a walrus.
I don't know what a walrus is, but I haven't been with anybody. I promise.
You, you think I'm crazy? You
no,
think I'm blah, blah, you think I'm with
I said you're a
fun pediatrician.
She's not a pediatrician. I promise I haven't been with him, but you want a
cock sucking. Vanilla bean briars.
I don't want ice cream, but okay. But no, I'm.
And then that's. And then. Mother. Metamucil loving. Fathers, mothers, cousins, brothers.
You want to fuck?
Yeah, why not?
And scene. I didn't understand anything she said.
She, I didn't understand anything she said because
she just
that censor y'all with Kayla. Kayla cannot string three words together without saying fuck.
No.
And you're saying pot, kettle black, poodle. But this,
yeah, you
this
really
is,
were kettle, Kayla.
This is an actual communication issue.
Yes.
She swears so much that. On television, we can't even understand her.
Yeah, it was kind of a pointless scene.
And when she does, sometimes when she finishes with something, you're like, she'll say one word, and you're like, did I just miss what happened in all those censor beeps?
Yes. I guarantee you, they'll end up fucking after this conversation.
100%.
100%.
Also, she's like, I'm going to pop off for you. I'm going to pop off.
She's like, I'm tired of looking like a dumbass bitch. What are all these bitches? I'm your real bitch. And I went,
and everybody else is a side
raise,
bitch.
Way to raise yourself up.
I think that is, she sadly feels so insecure in
well,
her own skin.
Said, yes, she said to the camera, she's like, I'm just like, what's wrong with me? I got more than all these other girls have. And I went, honey, it's nothing about you.
No.
But it is underneath that she does go, what's wrong with me?
It's almost like she's a reject from the Bad Girls Club.
Yes.
Like in the aughts.
Yeah. Yeah.
It like she would hit a girl in the face.
Yes.
Yeah. Probably does for every Friday night.
Yes. Yes.
But I can't get enough of her.
She's great. She's great television.
Lindsay, let me come to Mississippi and study with you. I need, because I want to play you in the movie of your life.
Jeez.
I want to analyze your movements.
I know.
I want to, I want to watch you. I want to watch you, like, the way you turn to look at Deontay when he says something, and it looks kind of threatening, but I also know that's your sexy face.
Mm-hmm. You want to be a Jane Goodall.
I do, and but I also kind of want to learn to be her.
Yes.
But not go fully Lindsay.
Yes.
Not go as far as it could get. But because I just think she's one of the most fascinating people on television. Lindsay and Deontay, you guys.
Lindsay and Deontay. Y'all, Blaine got her some cowboy boots and Deontay.
Shit kickers.
Shit kickers. And Deontay says, it's, you know what Blaine is, what why Lindsay loves having Blaine around? It is, I can't think of this word lately, shocker. I was just said it, that, I just said magicians use it. Sleight of hand, but they distract.
Misdirection.
Blaine is a misdirection because yeah. Deontay said, I just don't have a good thing about this Blaine thing. And Lindsay's like, great. Let him be focused about this guy that I'm never going to fucking exactly. have no interest in worry about. And he won't realize all the other shit I'm going to manipulate him
oh,
to
no.
do.
Oh, no. It's working out perfectly for her.
I mean, it is. There really needs to be a movie about her life. Miley Grace.
I know. I would love to play her.
Write that movie. Write that when you grow up and you need money because you are. Write that.
She's a criminal, but in a way, she's kind of my hero.
I know.
Congratulations also. She was on her social media posting with her daughter. Don't love that she posted a sobriety message with her, like holding her daughter. I think she should keep those away from social media. I think her pictures with her daughter.
How long has she been
sober? 1 year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a big feat. That's a really big feat. Like if you make it past that, that's a.
Yeah, that's a big deal for her.
Good for her.
So we don't know
if she's with Deontay or not.
No. We wish her all the best. I can't wait to see what her next act is, personally. I know I don't want to be anywhere near her.
I think so. One day we're going to see her on fucking Shark Tank, just selling something she made
God,
up.
I'd love that.
They'd invest in her.
It's interesting. I was scared of her at first, scared of her wild animal energy.
Mm-hmm.
Now I understand her. And now the kingpin or queenpin,
as Deontay calls her.
Yes. And now I'm interested in seeing her do better and how also because you can kind of see her mind whirring in all these segments.
I kind of want to see her fuck with the system.
Me too.
Fuck the patriarchy.
And also she's got an answer for everything and makes everything seem okay. Like when she's like, so you're going to bail my friend TC out. It's fine. Here's all cash. Love you. Oh my God, this is going to be so much fun.
And
Dan is like, what the fuck?
He's like, what? I don't remember that. And meanwhile, Deontay's still like, yeah, you know, it's good that I'm insecure about your boyfriend. That means that
you should be happy.
And she's like, oh, is that what that means?
And without missing a beat, she's listening and she's taking it in like a computer.
Oh, yes. So like a supercomputer.
She smiles and he goes, oh, is that what that means? And she was being super sarcastic. He didn't pick up on that.
He didn't pick it. He's like, yeah. And she's like, oh, okay. Did I mention I have warrants, by the way? I technically have pending charges.
Oh, the simping. The simping.
And Deontay goes, what?
God, I love this show.
And then I love that it says on the bottom of the screen, one day out of prison.
She's a genius. She's really good at her craft.
She said, if we get pulled over, remember, don't tell them my name and don't give them permission to search a car.
She says, are you on the run? She's like, not really on the run. Not from the marshals. Not from like the federal government or the marshals, but like kind of from the state.
Kind of on the state.
And he just goes and his like googly eyes go, bing, bing. Bang, bang, and just bang, bang around in his skull a little bit more.
Yeah, like his ping pong eyes. And Deontay said, I don't know. This is too much for me. I would never. He's like, this is crazy. And Lindsay said,
here's the money.
Here's the exact change. And then she says to the camera, you know what? I appreciate that Deontay listens to what I say. And I just went,
it's so good. And he does not want to do this. And he's like, the things I get myself into. Oh, you simp. And that's why we love watching you. And the next thing is, he's like, how do I know this dude is not going to rob me as soon as I get him out of there? So we're reminded that Deontay, even though he has dated two women before who were in prison, he is transfixed by the idea of people who were in prison, but he's still very much afraid of it.
He's afraid of
them, afraid of the world that it represents.
Because he also brought up in the last episode that, like, there's no black people there. So he doesn't know if this guy's white, what he's going to think of Deontay. He has no idea. So that is he is seems totally terrified. Like, he almost seems like, he seems like, you know, he reminds you of that, like, from, like, any, like, type of Disney or, like, Anastasia, like, those animated movies where, like, a children's chaperone gets roped into an adventure, and the whole time they're just like,
oh, my, what are we doing now?
Like, I've tried to think of, like, I'm picturing in my head, what is it? It's like, oh, God, I know they're like, what are the
I love
movies?
I love this game.
They're like Lumiere from Beauty and the Beast.
No, he's the ringmaster.
No, Lumiere doesn't. He doesn't want to have to keep doing. Or Codsworth. They're Cogsworth. Like Codsworth from Beauty and the Beast. Or they're like, what is it? I see like a guy. He has a big nose, a cartoon. Anyway, y'all are screaming. Because we all have this. This is such a trope. And
yeah, he's the chaperone.
He's
like, I don't know about this. Or he's Zazu.
Sebastian the Crab.
Yeah, Zazu from Lion King.
Yes.
Saya.
Yes. That's
Saya,
what
I don't think you should be doing this,
yes,
Saya.
That is fucking day. Yeah. Sebastian, Zazu. That
I'm glad I had to come up with it for you.
Well, I thought of Sebastian. You could have thought of that. You played Sebastian in The Little Mermaid, and you couldn't think of it.
Now,
so suck it.
While some of you are going, wait, that there is video of, I don't think there's video of it. There is video.
There is video.
That
I will
never
show
be
it.
Released.
Never show it.
Because I'm doing a Jamaican accent.
Yeah.
And talking about a butthole.
Yeah,
that
was Cabergay.
That was like 6 years ago.
Y'all, if we ever do a Cabergay again, there's going to be no cell phones allowed.
No.
And you're going to come see it, and it's never going to be live.
You're going to sign a release.
Yeah. That's never going
to
video.
You're never going to be able to talk about it, regardless
of
what
happens. Nope,
and if you do say anything, I will say, nope, she's obviously lying.
They were drunk during the performance. We had free wine. That's what we'll say.
Yep.
Anyway, so Deontay goes in. Turns out he can't bail him out.
He's got other holds.
Other holds. And
in other counties.
And Lindsay says, well, there's nothing we can do. And you know what? He's in a nicer jail. I know. I've been in both.
I've been in both of them. And she says it in such a matter-of-fact way.
Like saying, like, she says it in the way like, hey, just want to let you know, you definitely want to go to that Target on Round Grove. It's a lot closer than that one on Farm Road 114.
Because I've been to all the Targets around here.
That one, that park. Or she talks like a person in Los Angeles talks about Trader Joe parking lots.
Yes. That's very true. So now... She basically says, let's go bang
in the hotel. Let's go to the Airbnb. And then Deontay, God, he is funny, though. He says, it's about to go down. Get ready for the Thunderdome. And I fucking guffawed.
There's one moment, too, at the end. And this is why I can't stop. Every time Lindsay's face is on the screen, I'm just in awe. Like, they had the scene where the red and blue light from the sirens went across her face. And you saw her just taking in, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
And a little bit of fear. And it's just, God, this storyline. I know a lot of you hate it because you know that Lindsay is a simping, that she's basically making Deontay a simp. And some of you think it's fraudacity.
It's really sad what she's done to her daughter.
Yeah. But it's so fucking compelling to me. I love watching it.
It's compelling. So... let's talk about Puppy and Amber. This was
a long segment this time.
Yeah, and this was compelling too because, first of all, Puppy and Eric go to see an attorney.
Puppy is dressed like, you remember in Nightmare on Elm Street part, was it
two.
Four? The Dream Warriors. When the girl, the kind of tough lesbian chick is like, let's dance. And she's in that, they're like in a BDSM, a gay BDSM club.
Uh-huh.
And she's like in like that rocker chick thing. And she's like shooting syringes at her. You've never seen this movie.
No, I did see. Saw all the Nightmare on Elm Street.
How? You weren't scared?
Yes, we watched them at home.
I love those movies.
I guess they don't.
We're like, no, Bubba, I don't want to watch it.
That series is due for a reboot, though. When's the last time
they've
had one?
They've done them a lot. But you're right. They did one with the guy, Jackie, what's her name, from Little Children. They did it about, I want to say, 5 or 6 years ago. It was a reboot. Yeah.
Must have not done well.
I don't remember. I saw it, though. It's okay.
Well, so they... But I do remember that. I remember, though, they were, like, fighting, like, superheroes in dreams. Yes. And,
but I need to say... I mentioned the fact that Eric looks like a pile of clothing, and he just wears so many layers, like the Joey Chandler, could I be wearing any more clothes? People have come for that and says, thank you. I've been wanting to, that finally said who it is.
He didn't disappoint this episode.
No, he was wearing about four layers, and it just... Too much of like the Louis Vuitton pattern that jacket he was wearing was hideous.
What I appreciated, they said, let's not only do leather jackets. Let's do leather jackets.
With studs.
With not only studs, but with spikes.
Yes.
With spikes just coming off of the shoulders.
Yes.
Speaking of Thunderdome. And then what did it, I forgot to write it down. What did it say on the back of Puppy's
break
jacket?
My heart.
Break my heart.
Or break your heart. I'm sorry.
Break your heart.
Yeah, it's very terrible shop on Melrose close to
it's bad.
Fairfax.
So here's my deal.
That's
very niche. I don't think she was high. But Puppy seemed, maybe she was just...
I'm really worried for her.
Her eyes just didn't look great.
She's so lost, and I feel like she's...
Lost in love.
She's so lost in love, and I don't know how, thinking about...
Yacht Rock, here on Reality Gaze.
Back on my feet, eager to be what you want me to be. Lost in love! God, that guy's got a great voice from Air Supply.
It is a good song.
You know who loves Air Supply? Mother Poodle. I grew up on it.
Jay Bird, it's that Lost in Love song. Turn it up. Hand me my Diet Coke.
And my extra chewing gum. My mother loved extra.
Does she chew gum now?
Yes, and I don't like...
That's why you hate gum.
I tell her not to do it.
That's why you hate gum so much, because of your mother.
I tell her not to do it. She snaps and she pops her gum.
You grew up with your mother snapping gum your whole life, and that's why you've completely... You always get on me about it.
Don't chew gum, you guys. Or chew it and then throw it away. It's not good for your jaw.
Sure.
I tell her that, and she still does it.
Now it makes sense. So, anyway, so the attorney basically, not much. Basically, Puppy's trying to figure out how can we get divorced.
And he's been married for 7 to 8 years.
And the attorney says, basically, you're just going to need to pay her off, or this is not going to end good.
And Heather, he's like, Heather came into my life at a time when I was really sick, and there'll always be a bond between us. And it's going to cost $6,500. I thought, that's kind of a... Maybe I'm thinking about L.A. divorce
fees. That's a lot of money for them.
I know, but I guess...
$500 is a lot of money.
I just think about L.A. County.
It's nothing.
I know.
It's nothing, but it's a lot of money.
Like, that's how much it gets to take cost to register your car in Los Angeles County.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Not that bad, but no, it's just... But when they said it's going to cost $6,500, and I was like, okay.
Now, so... They leave, and they're sitting there talking, and Puppy says, I just want to be married. I just want to be your only one. And I went, God, she seems high. And they're sitting there talking, and Puppy says to him, she just looks so beat down when she talks to him.
She does.
And she says, do you love Heather? And he said, I'm not. That's his ex. And he said, I'm not answering that. And I went, well, that's your answer, Puppy.
I think here's the thing about it. He can still love his ex and still be in a way that is because of what they went through.
But I think he could have answered that and said
he could have. But I don't think either of these people are articulate and nuanced enough in their feelings.
No.
To do that.
No, and it's all very this is all on a binary for them.
Exactly. And he will never, Puppy's right, he will never tell her the truth about anything, because he will never share anything because it's too painful for him to share anything.
No.
Because his ex or the woman he's married with, is the only one woman he's been able to be vulnerable with because he had to be. She had to take care of him because he was sick.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why I'm spending too much time analyzing Eric. He's still a pile of clothes.
That with y'all, the amount of cologne on that man.
Oh, it's awful.
You smell him on the other side of Big Lot.
You do. The other side of the smoking section at Fats Cafe.
Or what was the store my dad used to? I'm sure he goes to Ollie's.
We don't have it. There may be Ollie's in Georgia, but he would be in Fats Cafe. That's a southern
restaurant.
Yeah, southern kind of cafe chain. Or BJ's Brew Pub.
I've been to the, yeah.
Yeah.
They have that cookie dessert thing.
Yes. You would smell him, but he'd be in the smoking section.
He would be in the smoking
because section. Because that's one of the few places they still have a smoking section.
Let's finish up Puppy, because we get a bit of Amber, but then Puppy then later goes to see her mom.
I love her mom.
Me too. And her mother gave her was very supportive to her, but basically Puppy's kind of, like, y'all, Puppy's in that place where she knows, but she's not done.
Yeah, she's
not done. You know. But you're not done. You're just not done yet.
You haven't hit that bottom.
Or someone hasn't hit your bottom.
Or if you're like me, you've been fucked a lot. It hasn't taken the right way yet.
It's true. So not the right angle.
Yeah, you're gonna go back until you're finally convinced that it's done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Until you've sucked all the life out of them.
Exactly.
Like a succubus.
Exactly. So, and Puppy tells her mom, I think Eric's outlook is different than mine. And she said, and Peppa said, well, maybe I wouldn't be bothered as much if he made me feel like I was the one.
Yeah, I don't feel like the
one,
she says.
Now, to his credit, we've seen Puppy in a relationship. It's a lot to make Puppy feel like the one, y'all. She is very, 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 very needy.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Well, that's the root of her addiction issues.
Yes.
Yeah.
She feels completely unlovable.
I'm going to say something kind of really sad, and I hope it doesn't come to fruition. I feel like if things don't change, we might lose Puppy.
No, I do too. Whether it's from drugs or I think she could become suicidal.
Yeah. Or just have some type of accident or even on drugs. Or I really worry. Every time I watch her, I think, I feel like we could lose her.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just that kind of thing. And Puppy is just, there's something about her that makes you want to care for her.
Yeah, she reminds me, honestly, of a friend that I, trigger warning suicide, that I lost, where they were kind of, everyone loved them. They were the life of the party.
Mm-hmm.
This happened during COVID. And then, and he and I dated a bit. And so, like, I had that connection too, but it was just, they think he didn't actually commit suicide, but he was just starting to use, dealing with addiction, and just kind of like, just even worse, like just didn't care either way.
Oh.
You know, because I think that happens to a lot of people that are using too. It's not that they don't care if they live or not.
Yeah. Did he show any signs of that?
No, he was really one of those, of course, Puppy's showing signs, but Ray was much more kind of just all good on the outside, and honestly kind of a clown, like sad clown, like always happy.
And no signs of mental illness or anything like that?
No, nothing like that. So anyway, I could see, I bring that up, that I feel like Puppy could be that type of situation.
Yeah. Well, but it's obvious to her.
But it's obvious.
Yeah. Amber's throwing axes with TC because that's the sponsorship of all shows about love.
Okay.
But I'm going to put this out here right now. I will never go axe throwing. I don't care how many times I see it on television. I will never go.
I would go. I think it'd be fun.
No, I think you'd get bored in 15 minutes. You'd be done. I'd be at the bar.
All right. So, but still, you could go.
Yeah.
What if you're thinking?
You know, I don't want to go because everyone goes. I want to be unique.
Well, you're not. So, you're not.
I want to murder you. And how can I kill you?
I want you to think about how hot the guys were when we went to Denver or when we went to Portland.
Those men
with the tattoos.
I'd go just to fuck guys.
And they had the beards.
Then I would go. So as long as I don't have to throw axes.
You're telling me some guy in a plaid shirt with a beard looked at you and said, hey,
do you
want to go axe throwing?
Now you're making it about sex. So now I'm into it.
Just think about it. Because you didn't watch the segment. What did Amber do? Amber said, and you would be Amber, and you'd say, I've never done this before. I don't know how to throw an axe.
Yeah, and I retract everything I just said. And then you're correct.
You would say, ooh, I don't know how to do this. You're probably better at this than me. And then the guy would say, well, do you want to make a bet? What will I get if I throw the axe?
You know what?
And just
you're like, 100% correct. Just, I would do this.
Yes, and just like Amber, you would lean up.
Stage and whisper and say, I'll give you a blowjob later.
Actually, you wouldn't say that because that's too mediocre for you. You would.
I'll go apple bobbing later.
Sing a song for me, apple. I can't do that to Dolly.
Yeah, you don't know what that is. Listen to our Smothered podcast about bobbing for apples.
Smothered's delivering, y'all. It's delivering.
I will never think of bobbing for apples again the same way.
Same way.
You have an apple tree.
I've never actually bobbed really for apples. Have you?
I think it's very unsanitary.
I always wanted to go to those apple festivals up in in the fall, and I've never gone.
Top 10 sons, you might be a white person. Apple picking.
I do want to go, though. I think it'd be so fun.
Here's the thing. It's fun.
It's called Apple Valley.
Yeah, I went on a date to Apple Valley.
Is it beautiful?
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
I might do that.
It was really nice. It was too early for us to go apple picking. Let me just say that.
Oh.
Because we got about halfway through and realized there's not a lot to talk about.
Oh, not in the season. Too early.
It was too early in our courtship.
Ah, okay. Okay.
It was too early.
But then some people might look at if it was too early, it was a good way to talk and get to know a lot of things.
No, the talking kind of ended because we were only really good at when we weren't talking.
How far is it to Apple Valley?
Is a while. It
like
felt
2 hours?
Like it felt like 8 hours. Yeah, it's like two, 3 hours. Two and a half, I think.
Boy.
Yeah. So we just like screwed around in his car a lot. And then when we got back here, had sex and
bobbed for apples.
And then I told him I didn't want to see him anymore.
Wow. Well,
you need to choose the time. If you're going to go on a road trip with someone or a kind of a long getaway, you need to choose when you think this idea of it's like four dates in one. No, you need to be sure you can keep the conversation going. Learn from my mistakes.
All you need to know about this is that Amber is Twitter pated with this TC. He's never done drugs
or been in jail.
Never been in jail. So they seem very much into one another.
Yep.
Amber, our puppy, isn't going to take this well, y'all.
No.
Because she even said to her mom, the only time I ever felt really loved by somebody was with Amber.
Now, what do you think, later on, he says they met at a concert and probably drive-by truckers or something where he likes, it's a Georgia, South Carolina band. They do so many touring and it has a huge band. If you know that song, don't feed me no lies and keep your hands to yourself. Yep.
Sang that in high school.
Yeah. Of course you did.
Got a little change in my pocket going jingle-ling-a-ling. Gonna call you on the telephone.
What's the bass part?
No, I sang that solo. I did that in talent shows and things like that. Always no huggy, no kissy until I get a wedding veil. I know the whole song.
Was there anyone who sang anything but country music for things like that? I just feel like
someone. I think Lene Beard. My first kiss, Lene.
Yes,
Beard.
Your first kiss, the Beard.
She did. I feel like she once sang either Alanis Morissette or some Pearl Jam because she loves Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
But other than that. No, it was exclusively country music where I was from.
It's so funny because
somebody might have sang, you know what? Sarah Hale did sing Somewhere Out There in the fifth grade talent show.
I think that I think
some people sang Vanessa Williams' Save the Best for Last.
That's like pop though, that kind of like across the board.
Shelley Lee did sing One Moment in Time at our graduation and she fucking killed it, I have to say.
That's a really hard song.
She did really, really fucking well. I was impressed.
But no, I think it's interesting where I grew up.
I sang country.
There were two roots of music to listen to. You could listen to in kind of like the
people
90s.
Listen to grunge, don't get me wrong.
But not in your high school.
Because when you sang at things, who was there? Older adults.
I see.
So the kids were singing songs for adults to listen to.
You know what? Fuck that. I was singing the songs of what I liked.
But we didn't want to sing that. You don't want to sing Alanis Morissette, Ironic, at Lone Grove Days.
Yeah, you do, because that's the song you want to show off your talent for.
But that's the old people. They wouldn't let you do it. Linda Hicks wouldn't do it. She organized that. She wouldn't let you do that. It's Gary Hicks' wife.
This is very, very highly appropriated.
Well,
we have to move on. I'm
you
sorry.
You asked questions.
I know. I asked way too. That's the problem. I don't understand something, and I asked too many follow-up questions. And where did that start with drive-by truckers? God damn. Anyway, where was I? I'm so sorry. I'm still thinking about the fact that that people only let you sing country music.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's weird.
So, I did sing some Harry Connick Jr.
Little bit of me and a whole lot of love.
I'm just saying, it seems like
we don't have time.
Don't you dare tell me we don't have time.
You know what? Can we?
Next time you go off on an Oklahoma story, I'm going to say we don't have time. I swear to God. Nope. You have signed your death warrant. Done. So, they are, TC and Amber are not using protection, and he's just always wanted a little cow farm. And she's like, that sounds great. And she also talks about wanting kids. This sounds like it's out of nowhere.
It sounds out of nowhere, yes.
And what's interesting is at the end, and I don't know if this is stage, but Puppy calls, and instead of talking to her, Amber keeps her boundary. And says, I'm on a date right now. This is the first time Amber's
She's
ever
like,
done that.
Are you okay? She's like, yeah, I'm okay. She's like, well, let's talk tomorrow.
I'll call you and go shopping.
And like her phone says, why? And even Amber even says, oh, that was a wifey. And Tacy's like, you still call her wifey? She's like, yeah. He's like, she said, does that bother you? He said, no, not really.
He did say that could stop, though.
But he said it doesn't bother him.
Did you, but you
Probably
guys.
Probably not if they get married.
You guys, this is the first time we're ever seeing Amber set a boundary with Puppy.
Yeah.
And except maybe a little bit when she was, Puppy was using.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, she really
shut
it down.
But this is, I think this is really interesting too. And this is also, we always have that friend who is always blowing up your life like Puppy is. There's nothing like setting a boundary. This is a wonderful thing to do.
It's really, their relationship to me is fascinating to watch just because it so mirrors what people deal with in everyday life of boundaries with people with addiction and just boundaries, period.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of someone with no boundaries.
Dude.
This really.
I'm going to like fucking interrupt your wedding, dude.
Think about this. This Sean is supposed to be the person dating someone out of prison.
Yeah.
This episode really isn't even about Sean. It's just Destiny.
No.
And Sean, basically Destiny says, she's like, look, I'm starting over. She's like, I'm not going back to Jason. We see a picture of him. He is fucking gorgeous.
Yeah.
He's ripped his tail. She said, but I'm not going back to Jason. I wasn't worried about money
I'm
before,
just going
to
crash the wedding.
But now I've got to go back to Sean.
And because I'm going to crash the wedding because like, he crashed my court date.
Yep. And she said, I know he's going to appear at this wedding, so. And she said, I know he's going to appear, so am I. That's funny, dude.
Then at one point, Sean, she's like, so he owes me $25,000 for the car he was going to buy me, and this. And she's listening. She's like, it all tiles up to $50,000. And all I can think of is, what a magic number, because Sean kept saying, $50,000 for the bond, $50,000. And she's like, now it's my bond, bitch.
My bomb, bitch. Dude.
I'm
She admits, too, that, by the way, she said, Jason's just dumb. And Sean was always just a trick. She finally admits it.
And now, it's interesting because this is weird. The stakes have lowered for me now. And it's not about either Destiny trying to get revenge out of being wronged. Now it's just about money. It's weird now because the stakes have lowered for me. For Destiny.
I think she does feel wronged.
Yeah.
But I think she knows the only way to get him is the money, to get it as Craw is the money.
But now we can't even think what she felt wronged by. Like, we're trying to put ourselves in her place, and we don't really see it because she's having someone else's baby, obviously.
I see it. She was wrong. The car thing is why she felt wronged. She felt like that was her car. Even though it was Sean's, she felt like that was her car. He embarrassed me. He took my car. I was wronged. And she's a raging narcissist, so narcissists always feel wrong.
Right. I think it's because when earlier seasons...
And he chose someone else.
Right.
He should still be hung up on Destiny. So remember, to pick someone else after Destiny is to wrong her.
I understand what you're saying in the context of narcissism, but earlier she could have said, "Well, he lied to me," because earlier they were kind of together, and so now they're obviously not together, and now she's the one who really can't get over it.
Yeah.
So that's the power dynamic that I don't really like.
Yes.
So now you can make it about the money, but she's still kind of doing stuff to him.
Yes.
And she's interested in what he's... So, I don't know. I feel it has a lower stakes for me for some reason.
I love it even more.
Yeah.
And the way this is edited, where then we see someone pick up her bag, and y'all, here's Kelly.
Her purple hair, and Gracie, the daughter who kind of had that...
She changed her hair color, so it's not the same as Sarah's.
Oh, of course.
Guarantee you she did.
Now, and Kelly's friend AJ, for those of you who were eagle-eyed people, I want to know what was on AJ's shirt. It looked like a grid with a bunch of fishing rods.
Yes.
In the shape of an American flag. I don't think they were guns, because I paused it, and I could not figure out what they were. And I didn't really care enough to find out.
Yeah, well, maybe they want to honor fishermen. Maybe they feel like...
If anyone can know what was on AJ's shirt, because it was in the middle of like fishing rods or guns, and I don't think they were guns, but maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know.
I don't know why I was really concerned about it. I paused and it was like, what is on his shirt?
I didn't look at it. I saw it, but I just thought it was an American flag. I didn't even really pay attention.
No, it was American flag made of...
The shit you notice.
I'm a detail person. My whole life is details.
So Gracie, his daughter, wanted to come to the wedding. Kelly said, well, I had to come because Gracie didn't want to come alone. Y'all, Gracie's fucking grown. She could have come by herself.
Yeah,
to this
Kelly
wedding.
Needed to go.
Yeah, she needed
to go. It's interesting. Both these women are stuck with Sean for different reasons. Destiny and Kelly.
Yeah, and then we have this little glimpse of just Sean and Sarah the night before. And they're like, he's like, I can't believe this is it. And you see Sarah, again, Sarah knows what she's getting into at this point. So I don't feel sorry for her, but I do feel bad for her that both of these women are coming to this wedding.
To ruin her wedding.
Ruin this wedding. She doesn't deserve that.
And I think Kelly, her kink by now is just treating Sean like shit.
Yes.
And her the rest of her life is going to be making Sean's life hell.
She is Grandma Hazel. That was my Grandma Hazel with her ex-husband. Kelly would take a chili can and beat the shit out of Sarah if she could. That's what Grandma Hazel did.
So what happened?
Ripped that screen door off of it.
So what happened after when she found out he was cheating, did she just hate him the rest of their life together?
Oh, she hated him and talked shit about him the rest of her entire life.
Wow.
The rest of her life.
And how much longer were they married after that?
Well, they had already, very quickly they divorced. Yeah. Within like 6 months after she beat the shit out of the mistress.
But then the kids still had a relationship with the father, but all
very briefly. The older ones did a little bit, like Uncle Andy, A.W.
Right.
And Peggy did.
And the younger ones either weren't allowed
Uncle Leonard never saw his dad nor wanted to, and dad never did either. Darla saw him a little bit when he died, but, But no, really just A.W. and Peggy, because they were old enough, to, I think, to know Uncle Andy was like 15.
Right.
And Aunt Peggy was 13. So they kind of knew what was going on and didn't see it so one-sided.
Today on intergenerational trauma.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Because y'all think about that. That is, regardless of...
Daddy wouldn't let me go home to his funeral. Dad said, why would I want you to see him?
Regardless of who your father was to your children and what kind of father he was before that, to poison someone against their father.
Well, I'm pretty sure my grandma was bipolar and
right.
or borderline personality disorder.
Right. But I'm saying, but that poisoning is yeah. what happens for generations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. So let's talk about something more fun.
Yeah, exactly.
So Destiny is, Sean, they're sleeping in different places.
I know I said he was amazing, dude, but I didn't
turns
want to
out
hurt his feelings.
He was terrible. He was a trick.
I don't know how he has 6 kids.
And now Kelly is visiting Sean.
I'm so
oh,
sorry.
Lord. Here
I
we go.
My phone. That's my brother.
You're not taking it.
I'm not. No. I'll call him later.
I can't. I can look at my phone whenever I want.
No, I didn't look at my phone. My phone just called.
It's supposed to be on silent.
I'm sorry. That is way more of an honest mistake than when I'm actually talking to you to get your opinion and you're looking at a dick pic and going, uh-huh.
No.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
No. No. No.
What would your mother do if you did that to her?
Chaper, can I see it?
She'd want to see the dick?
No. She would want to, out of curiosity.
Wow. I don't think my mom wants to see any dick pics sent to me.
No, I think my mother would always be interested in seeing penises. I get it honest.
That's true.
So there's this one, that one boy Destiny is like, maybe I should be with a woman again. And Kelly is walking up to see Sean as well. Yes. So
the producer does ask, is it Sean's baby? She says, next question. No, it's not Sean.
It's not Sean's
it's
baby.
It's not Sean's baby.
Yeah. That's just for...
It's time to talk about Tater and Chance.
Okay. This scene might have been, because of the crazy things that are happening, it could have easily been written by Enescu or some type of absurdist playwright.
I don't know who that is.
Chance is Enescu. I'm sorry. No, Enescu is the composer. Enescu is the writer. Sorry. who wrote Rhinoceros? But it's like the absurdity and the surrealism of Chaz in this Easter Bunny suit talking about Bobby's addiction.
Chance talking about Bobby.
Thank you, Chance. Yes.
Yes. Y'all, he's in a motherfucking Easter Bunny. So here's the deal. This is what makes
me... To meet her parents.
This is what makes me not trust Chance.
This is what makes you
not
trust Chance?
Well, no, but I figured it out what it is. He has all these good intentions, you think, but the thing is, he just tries so hard. And it's
yeah.
that trying so hard feels like he's trying to convince me to put me in a false sense of security.
That, and there's something about him that is trying to make everything perfect, like a happy, an instant family.
Yeah, and I don't know if he's trying to con her or if it's more...
He needs that for
it's
himself.
That whole fake it until you make
yeah.
it, which I get. He's trying to con himself, create the perfect life so he doesn't go back to his older ways,
it
maybe.
It feels desperate.
But
that's
feels,
why.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. Now, on the other hand, I can think of a lot worse partners for Tater.
For sure.
Would
you fuck Chance in that rabbit costume?
This is the one thing you've been wanting to ask
yes.
me. Yes, I would. Yes, I would. Is the question mark? Question I would need to ask is: is there a detachable? Would he fuck me with the top of it on, like
probably,
Porky Pig in it?
Yeah, no, there probably would be a rabbit zipper, so he would just take out a flop in the front, kind of like a baby's
I
diaper
see.
Or like a man's pajamas from
this
the
is,
West,
this
from
is,
like a cowboy.
Yes, this is very, very important. Would the bunny head be on?
What would you prefer?
I would rather it not be.
I think that would be cumbersome as a mascot.
Yeah.
It would be a mascot. There's a lot of back and forth and fucking, so I think the head kind of would just give you a concussion.
I would, so wouldn't be safe. To answer your question, I would need head off so I could see his somewhat bloated face.
Our furry sissies right now are really into
They're finger
this.
Banging themselves.
Yeah.
And then the flap, the genital flap would have to be open.
Okay, have to be open.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
And then would he just, as he fucks you, would you just be like, here comes Peter Cottontail, fucking down the bunny trail.
Hippity hoppity, Easter's on its way. Oh, you came.
Way. Easter's on its way. Way.
I found an egg. It's magic.
Magic.
No.
There's no money inside.
just a note cream. That says, go to the clinic.
Just cream. Like, yeah. It's like a Cadbury. Sorry. I'm sorry. I shouldn't bring up Cadbury eggs.
I hate them. You know that.
I thought you loved
no,
them.
No, I don't love
them.
They're no, too rich for me.
You liked peach.
No, I don't like either of them.
I feel like there was an Easter candy you liked.
I like very few seasonal candies.
God.
<We've> Mostly because the cruelty it takes to introduce them and take them back quickly. And the way it and the way people obsess over them.
We've got to move in. Okay. So
this show is off the rails.
It is. So Chance is walking around this, and he's meeting her father for the first time in this Easter Bunny outfit.
I definitely want to impress him. Now, part of me can understand of trying to say, look how good of a father I am to these kids.
I get it.
Then the realistic part becomes, y'all, if you're ever dressing up in a costume, don't take your head off, because it freaks everyone the fuck out. Stay in it.
Well, it's a very serious offense. You're ruining the magic.
Exactly.
It's
thank you.
Cardinal one rule of mascotting: you do not do that.
Because
makes me
then
angry.
You're taking off the illusion. So what should happen is
you don't do it. Then
Tater,
you don't sign up for a job that you can't do, that you can't complete the mission.
Tater should have said, Daddy Chance can't be here today, but I have a great friend who can.
Because now those kids know the Easter Bunny's not real.
Exactly.
Just ruined it.
Yes. At my church job that we used to have, there was always a weird part on Easter morning when some deacon or someone who got selected would wear this gigantic Easter Bunny costume at the end, and would kind of lead the children out like the Pied Piper. To have an egg toss, and I always thought he's just leading them into traffic. That was where my thoughts went. but there was always, but in between that time, there was always a warm up time where the Easter Bunny would be getting its marching orders. Here's you come down. So it was always someone from the church, and no one wanted to do it because it was a really hot costume. And at one point, I will never forget this. Someone, it was a hot day too. There was the guy who was in the Easter Bunny was just like leaned up on a pew and leaning over like he was just like almost taking a nap. And I said, it looks like he's on a bar just drowning his sorrows. So I think of that bored Easter Bunny.
How much coffee did you have today?
I think I had a lot.
You got to get fucked then.
Yeah, is that it? You can see my eyes?
Yeah, your eyes are crazy. I feel like we've switched.
Yeah. I think it's
although I did enjoy that story though. So I'm not mad about it.
There's something about it was just something that it was looked so off.
I love when mascots look sad. I think it's funny. It's a thing.
Yeah, every year on like Facebook or Instagram,
ESPN
there's always
always
like
have ads too.
Like weird Easter bunnies or horrifying Easter bunnies. Anyway, but what we're saying is don't take the head off.
No.
Don't do it.
No, so Chance is sitting there talking. He's like, you know, I'm feeling pressure of meeting her dad. And he says, it's nice to meet you. He's like, and then Chance says,
he's like, what do you do for a living? Part-time sex machine, full-time sex slave. And all I can think of, he is like Randy Quaid in all of the National Lampoon's Vacation.
Yes, yes.
Clark.
Y'all, that's not what you say to someone's dad.
No.
And he's supposed to be a con. He should know better. And then, I don't know why he said this, but it's devastating. And Chance said, well, I can't take a Xanax. I'm allergic to drugs. Every time I do them, I break out in handcuffs.
No, the thing about it is, he didn't even fake laugh. No one did. No. So it didn't even sound like a joke.
No.
And there really wasn't a time to pause. So it was this kind of anti-joke that someone tells and they don't even laugh.
Yeah, it just was awkward.
It was more than a lead balloon. It was kind of like a lead nuclear bomb that just sat there.
It just went, it didn't even bounce. It just went bop.
Yeah.
Just a thud.
You, if you're going to tell a dad joke, y'all, you at least have to smile. And he didn't do that.
No.
Anyway.
It really was a delivery.
It was the delivery.
It was a delivery. And so dad launches into, Tater has not told her dad about Bobby relapsing.
No.
So we see just the fucking Al-Anon like behavior with her, taking care. Yeah. And it honestly,
he says, I don't, good that she's I don't gone. Do drugs anymore. And the stepmother goes, good. Now.
And he said, guys, Bobby's always going to do drugs.
You guys, these parents, or this the father and stepmother, did not handle Bobby's addiction well.
No.
They blamed her and shamed her for it.
It seems like, I'm of two minds. It does seem like they did that. But then a part of me also wonders, did they not do that and they finally now put up the solid boundary of,
I get that.
But it does feel very shaming the way, yeah. Like, it reminds me of the way my father would talk about someone who did drugs.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
He would call them a druggie.
Yeah.
And say that they're a terrible person, and I would try to tease out the difference of the addiction versus the purpose action that we can hold a boundary. He didn't get that.
Because you can hold a boundary, but still have a little bit of empathy and have a little bit of hope that that person will not do drugs one day.
I would
day.
Even say you can even be completely hopeless and still hold the boundary. You
right.
can say, I don't think they're ever going to stop doing drugs, but I love them. I love who they are. They're my brother, but as long as they're doing this, I can't be. It's not that type of talk at
it
all.
It just was very defeatist and saying, yeah, she's lost. And then like she's he even lost. Said, he's like, call me when she's dead.
Yeah, it was. That was.
And it's almost negative talk to, it's malevolent negative talk to with the intent of making Tater feel ashamed.
And to shaming Tater, you're stupid for doing this.
Right. That's what I'm talking about.
Keep giving her a chance.
That's why it was so awful to me.
Again, y'all, if somebody like this is in your life that has addiction, whether there's other things besides Al-Anon, AA, and CODA, but don't try to do this alone. Seek professional help and seek people that have had experience in this because it's just, they're so wrapped up in it.
Yep.
It really, it said, this family, I think more than anyone, I mean, we see this with everybody, but just in the story, addiction drives every day of their life in
right.
some way, either avoiding it or going towards
oh,
it.
Oh, totally. And what we find out later on is that the parents were living with Tater and Bobby, and when Bobby OD'd, the parents
Taylor kicked them out.
What happened was she OD'd, and then later on they couldn't. The parents called the cops.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
to do a wellness check,
with the intention, with the hope that this is what Tater's words, that she had charges, so that she would be arrested. I think maybe there was no other way, but they could.
Yeah, I don't know
not,
if they did that to save her life.
Yeah.
Because they knew she was going
to. I mean, what I don't want to do here is give the parents too much benefit of the doubt.
No,
they did
no,
not
I don't.
Seem.
They did not seem.
Right.
You can have be firm and loving, and it didn't seem loving.
No. But what's interesting is Chance sticks up for Bobby.
Yeah.
And
so
this was the
went.
Most interesting thing in the show, you guys.
When he said that, I was like, whoa.
He said, look, I've OD'd a few times in my life, and what I'd really like to do is help her. And this was so beautiful.
But he gets addiction in that. And they
yeah.
don't seem to
and I think he's definitely been in a program.
Oh, for sure.
And
for
he
sure.
says, I definitely like help her become the person she never had the chance to be. So see,
and he said, we can all be a family and help them grow.
See Chance's version of addiction over here and see her Tater's father's version over here.
Is this going to work? Like, he found a woman that lets him put it in the butt, in the back, and in the front. Like, they just go wipe it off, y'all. Like,
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if our gut feelings, Chance is one of the only people that I go back and forth about.
No, I do too. And then he does this thing again where he just buys the truck without talking to her. Because that's where I go, where I get my
when he's wearing a dog biscuit necklace. And this, what looks like this big Egyptian chain. I don't know where that came from.
That's what raises my hackles, is that this moment where Chance has this kind of almost misogynist, like, I'm the man, I do what I want.
Yeah.
And he
does feel all over the place.
It does feel like, y'all, look, he know Taylor's not the smartest tot in the tater tot pile. Now I want tater tots.
You know?
But I think he thinks that because she's not that smart, he can just do things and she won't notice. But she's making really good points, like, you can't just start getting alone here and getting alone there.
And he's like, that's the way the world turns. You know, you borrow money, you pay it back.
And I want to say, yeah, you've been in prison.
Right.
She's actually been supporting her kids and living. So maybe listen to her.
I think what he knows a lot more about how, strangely, about emotional relationships and how to foster those. Mm-hmm. What he doesn't know is anything real world about money or finances.
Yes.
So she seemingly knows more about that. So if they could find a way to compromise, I still have a negative gut feeling of him. I don't know what it is, but I will say he seems to be a better partner than who she could have found.
Agreed.
You know, she could have found an Eric. Yeah. You know, or I don't know. I think I've stopped. I go back and forth episode to episode with him. I don't know.
I don't know either.
He could be one of those people who read creepy on TV, and because he's always trying to make himself sound better than he is.
Yeah.
And he's not really like that in real life. I don't know. I'm sure I'll be proven wrong with Love After Lockup with these people.
I do want happiness for Tater.
I know.
She's just too dumb and sweet not to have...
Tater!
All right, let's finish this up.
Speaking of someone else who's too dumb and sweet...
Do I go to the strip club?
Oh, I didn't know where you were going to go. You could either use that to describe Branwyn or Chaz.
Oh. I don't think Chaz is sweet at all.
No,
I
but
think,
dumb, but yeah.
No, Chaz is not dumb. That's the thing. Chaz is just a simp.
He's a simp.
Yeah.
So y'all, they're going back to the cab.
Chaz and Branwyn.
They're giving him a makeover at the cabin. They're making him look good, and they said, "It's your birthday," and Chaz says, "I just want to spend a little birthday time with my wife."
Like,
and
Ferris
they all
Bueller.
Said, "Go, nope, we're gonna take you to the strip club. No alone time."
It's y'all, almost like they're in league.
They act as if Chaz is like a pedophile.
Yes.
And she's like a cute 13-year-old girl, and they've got to keep him away. But it reminds me of, like, sadly, the way women talked about, like, when they worked with, like, Harvey Weinstein, or how they would all have this kind of pact to not let each other be alone with that person.
No, it feels like that.
Yeah.
And the
which says more probably about Chaz than it does Branwyn. If you think about that, y'all.
I agree, but I think off camera, Branwyn is probably saying these things to her friends.
Oh.
Because it's easier if it comes from the friends than Branwyn.
For sure. Yes,
because
yes,
y'all, Branwyn is terrified to be alone with Chaz, because then she'll have to have sex with him. And she just can't do that.
I love that she says, "This trip has been rough. I want him to have lots of boobs on his face." Cut to, "And we're building a connection, and that's important to me.
I hope he sees boobies. He won't want to have sex with me."
So to rub on someone else is how you build a connection with
to her.
You.
To her, yes, because strip club for her, think about this.
It's home.
The strip club for her is a part of her. It's how she grew up.
It's her identity.
And the strip club is also fun for her.
It's exciting. It's home.
Good chicken wings. Gluten-free strippers, as the sign said.
I thought about that because I was watching...
gluten-free lap dances.
I was watching Family Feud, and they had a question...
Why do you watch that?
I enjoy it. I like Steve Harvey. And then they were watching... I started watching because of my dad.
You're the youngest person in that demographic.
No, my friend that's staying with me right now said, God, I love Family Feud. I think more people watch it than you think.
Really?
Because their memes went popular on TikTok because they ask kind of salacious questions.
Oh,
now.
I see.
And Steve Harvey's fucking funny. But basically there was a question about strip clubs, and it said top five like people that would actually wear clothes at a strip club. And one of them was Cook, and I never thought about Cook. And I went, oh, wait, they serve food at strip clubs. And then I thought, I had a moment, and I thought, what is it like to be a stripper? And you're stripping... Or a dancer. You're a dancer and working, doing all your best on a pole, and you're bent down, and someone's handing you a dollar, and it's got
marinara sauce.
A buffalo sauce. I mean, you smell that tang of buffalo wings. And I felt so just sad.
I think there's a lot of other things that you've already had to bargain with to get there.
Y'all, because nothing smells cheaper than the smell of buffalo sauce and stale beer.
That's true.
Yeah. Nothing.
I think you've already decided that those come with the territory.
Okay.
Yeah. I think we bargain.
Okay.
And I think that's something you bargain.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's creepily laughing and he's like, look at my hot wife. She's so cool. My wife's so cool. And
she's sending me to go dance with all these other people.
And does it look like either Branwyn is drunk or she's not just...
She seems high to me.
She seems high.
And honestly, she seems like she's kind of... Especially when they leave, it seems like she's coming down.
Yeah.
And she's getting super anxious.
I was worried.
I think she's using.
Yeah.
Because we know she's back in prison now for using, right?
Yes, I think so. For drug charges, yeah.
Well, and so they go... And so they leave the strip bar and Branwyn goes, yay! And Chaz is like, oh, honey, that was so great. Thank you so much. And then
she does say, I think Branwyn could be possibly avoiding having sex with me.
Yeah, I think possibly.
Genius.
And Chaz's like, if she doesn't want to be my wife, she doesn't want to be my wifey, then I don't think this could work. And Branwyn's in the car saying, it's weird. She's like, I have this feeling that Chaz isn't getting enough and I feel guilty. But she tells him, she's like, I'm just so overwhelmed. I have homework.
I need my homework and he needs everything I have to do.
And that happens a lot.
Yeah.
That happens. Y'all, that's why they tell you when you're getting sober in the first year, don't have a relationship.
Right.
Don't do a lot of things. Don't make a lot of big decisions. Because
big changes. Yeah.
It feels things for us. I guarantee you she doesn't have that much homework. It's probably something that would take 30 minutes.
Yeah, no, everything's overwhelming,
though.
But
it's completely overwhelming to her.
So you skipped over this. But her friend who's like, can I talk to you with the flower in her hair? I didn't get her name.
Jane.
Sure. And the friend is like, the struggle for me is, and I thought she was going to do like the other friend, like, don't take her. But the friend says, look, I think you're going to get hurt. Because the longer she stays here, the less likely she's going to be to go to Kentucky.
The friend knows.
And the friend probably knows that she's on the same route. So she has Yeah. She has one friend who may be a little, who has her head on straight. The other friend who we talked about last week.
Are a mess.
She's a mess.
But still, like Chaz says, Chaz even says, these friends aren't good for her. They want her to stay here, but when she's in jail, they don't do anything for her, and they just let her rot.
100%.
I think they're terrible friends for her.
I think that's all I have.
Y'all, that's the show. That's the show. Lilu, Love Lou, Lilu, Looky
Lia Lou.
That would be Poodle Show, Looky Lou. All right, everybody. Go
every Wednesday, pianocat.com or on picklefinder.net.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Right after your church night, you can pray and then gay. All right, Avery, you can put that on one of your shirts.
But you know what? You can't pray the gay away.
You can't, because why? Jesus doesn't care if you suck a dick. All right, y'all, go to Reality Gays Podcast on our Instagram. That's where you can go to our Linktree link to get tickets for our live shows. You can also, any link that we have going on. Also, you can go to Reality Gays is our TikTok.
TikTok.
Go to our Twitter as well, and then our Facebook group. Our private Facebook group is the Sissy Squad. That's our fan group. Really ran more by them than us, but we appreciate them. They do a lot of good things in there, and they have fun in there. All right, everybody. Oh, yeah, now I almost said Anchor's a gay. I was thinking of the wrong show.
Lord.
It's been a busy week.
It has been.
Anyway, y'all, but a good week. A lot of good episodes this week. So, y'all, we'll see you next time. Just remember, when you're driving out to a cabin that looks like you're going to get murdered, and you know there's only one way to distract somebody, it's just take them to a strip club and then say, you know what? We'll
lie-loo you later. Lock me up, throw away the key. I'm just a prisoner of love. Prisoner of love.